So, when we learn the importance that God's word comes first, amen, and the power of agreement. Now watch what it says. Let me talk about God's part again, what Jesus said. He said again, that means he said it before. Again, I say unto you that it's two of you shall agree. That means you can have a situation until you come to me. Pastor, I want you to come in agreement with me on this. I said, okay, you got it. And the first thing we'll start doing, now listen to this. First, I'm not trying, I'm teaching you because this is what he told me to do. I may turn and read this scripture in a minute. I read this morning. What people want to do is once they say, I want you to agree with me, you need to learn how to agree. Then they'll start talking about God, you know, you said this and you said God and God. No, you need to say Satan. That's it. My brother, my sister in agreement with me concerning this thing, whatever it is. Now your power is broken because in the name of Jesus, I just broke it. And what you're trying to do is over with. Father, I want to thank you that it's done. And you should not, listen to me good, you should not, this is why you constantly feed on the word, so you won't allow it to do it. Because as sure as you do, something that concerning that situation gonna pop up like it's worse than ever before. I'm not moved. I already said it. And I'm gonna keep on saying it's done. Father, I praise you. I thank you. We got to get it in our spirit. Satan is not greater than God. He's not even greater than you. And we got to stop acting like he is. So, some things we may agree on, and it appear like it's never gonna change. Don't you move. You know why? Because God said it, and that's the truth. Why are you gonna leave the truth and go to a lie? Amen. Why would you do that? Because you're fearful. You're operating in fear. You're operating in unbelief. But when you're operating in truth, and you got faith in the truth, you don't care what people say. I don't care. I say this much. At one time, we started this building here. And because I thought in my mind, we were going to put it up much faster than we got it up, right? And people started talking. It started trying to move me and move me. And I got concerned about what they were saying. I got, wait a minute. All them folks talking. Now listen to what I said. All them folks talking, they had not a single one been out here to help me drive a nail. Not a single one brought me an offering to help me do it. They just talking. So I just forgot. I said, that stuff, I won't pay it. No mind. Father, show me how to do this. I start talking to him. Show me how to do that. And I just put my hand to it. And people came, those of us, we got people come out here and help. But what I'm trying to get across to you, the talkers ain't going to do nothing but talk. And why would you be distracted with somebody's talk that is against you? Recognize where it's coming from, who it is. That's Satan. That's from the demonic world. They don't want you to do it. God told us to do it. And I wouldn't forget it. And you wouldn't forget it. Thank you. Hallelujah. And because we agreed with what God said, we got what God said. Can't we say it? Can't you see it? Can't your eyes see it? We agreed what God said, didn't we? And we were sitting in what God said we could have. What about the other thing? What about it? You can have it. Don't ever change. Stop saying stuff like this when you get in your fourth set of 20. I'm so old. I know how old you are. Stop saying that. And just say, I'm so useful. I got energy. Hallelujah. I'm going to live my days in health. I'm going to live them in prosperity. I'm not going to have somebody rolling me around in a wheelchair. Come on. And we joke about it till it become a habit. And then Satan oblige us. You know what I mean by that? Till here come that disease that you joking about. Oh, look at old Arthur done got me. Hello? But I agree with God that I live strong, I live long. Hallelujah. And sometimes because we don't know our body get attacked, but boy, when I can recover, I'm back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, this is why the Lord said things like this: the answer to our word gives us light, he gives us understanding to the simple. So you won't be silly. Amen. And in Ecclesiastes, it says in 4:12, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. What is he talking about? He's talking about strength. He's talking about unity. He's talking about agreement. So, now listen to First Corinthians 1:10. Go ahead and put that up. 1 Corinthians 1:10. I've been through these, but I'm going through because I'm headed somewhere else. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all do what? Speak the same thing. What are you talking about? He's talking about agreement. He's talking about unity. If God is right, why would we speak something different? Can't you see what kind of discord we have among the whole body of Christ? Some arguing that Jesus don't heal. Some said don't. Holy Ghost is gone. And some say you baptized this way. And some that this arguing. Why don't we just read the script and do what it said? Stop trying to make it say something it didn't say. He said, go ye, this is what Jesus said. Now listen, I'm going to show you how people do it. And you know, Jesus don't know what he's talking about. He said, all power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. That's what he said. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. How many nations? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I baptize you into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus just said, we just read it in that book. When you read through it, the name of Jesus. We just read Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name. So in the name of Jesus, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Is that clear enough? Because he said, do it in the name. And Jesus said, go in all the world, teach all nations, and baptize them how? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.